During my lifetime, a new profession has arisen, that of science journalist. Today, the public learns about science, not in the main from scientists, but from science writers and from producers of radio and television programs. It was not so 50 years ago. I was taught no science at school, but by the time I was 18, I had given myself an admirable grounding in science by reading Jeans, Eddington, Haldon, Huxley, Wells, Einstein, and Sherrington. All these men were writing science for the general public, and all, except H.G. Wells, were scientists. For any child trying to do the same job today, the science would be filtered through the minds of this new profession. What kind of a job are they doing? First, there are two reasons why the emergence of the new profession has been inevitable. One is that science has become too important to be left to scientists. The impact of science on the way we live, and on the ways in which we may die, is now so widely felt that it cannot be left solely in the hands of the scientists. It is, in my view, entirely right that the planning and the applications of science should be matters of public and not of private debate. The second reason is television. A working scientist can write a newspaper article, an essay, or a book in his spare time, but he cannot make a television program that way. The second point is that, in Britain at least, science journalists face an uphill task. Our culture is still deeply unscientific. We have not yet fully broken free of the old snobbery according to which work is ungentlemanly, and science is work. Given the obvious difficulty of the job, the new profession is not doing badly. The presentation of science on radio and television in Britain seems to me enormously superior to that in the United States. However, there are weaknesses. In particular, the media show an excessive desire to present confrontation and controversy. They tend to concentrate on the social consequences of science rather than on the science itself. And, because science is no longer presented by scientists, it appears as an impersonal and mysterious edifice, and not as something done by human beings.